BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Breaking news this hour, Donald Trump claims a total ceasefire has been agreed between Israel and Iran. The U.S. president posted on his Truth Social platform that once it's in effect, quote, the war will be considered ended. However, Iran's foreign minister has posted on his X account saying no agreement has been reached. Abbas Araghchi says Iran will only end its strikes once Israel stops its attacks. It comes after a major escalation in the conflict after Tehran struck a U.S. airbase in Qatar last night. The Gulf state had closed its airspace just ahead of the attacks, but its civil aviation authority has now confirmed that that block has been lifted. Ali Al-Majid from Doha News says the public was taken by surprise.
Everyone thought, you know, it's just a preemptive security measure. Everything is safe. But no one, I'm sure no one in Qatar expected missiles flying over their heads in clear view. We were warned, but we didn't think we'd be seeing this.
Well, Trump's proposed ceasefire is expected to take effect in the next few hours. Sky's Mark Stone has more.
Qatar's prime minister has secured Iran's agreement to the U.S. ceasefire proposal in a call with Tehran. Donald Trump and Vice President Vance discussed the Israel-Iran ceasefire proposal with Qatar's emir. Donald Trump asked for Qatari help to persuade Iran also to agree.
In the Eastern Cape, investigations are underway after six armed suspects were killed in a shootout with police. The gun battle took place on the R61 between Mthatha and Ngqobo last night. Provincial SAPS spokesperson Nobuntu Gandana says the intelligence-driven operation targeted individuals suspected of involvement in extortion. She says police stopped a vehicle the suspects were traveling in when a shootout occurred.
Officers returned fire in self-defense, resulting in the fatal shooting of all six suspects. Firearms recovered from the suspects will undergo ballistic analysis. The Independent Police Investigative Directorate has been notified and will assume full responsibility for investigating this incident.
In the U.S., the jury in P. Diddy's sex trafficking trial has been shown more videos of so-called freak-offs at the center of the allegations. Prosecutors are due to wrap up their arguments once the star's lawyers finish cross-examining the final witness. The rapper denies the charges. And finally, Parliament has expressed satisfaction on work done in the implementation of the Bella Act. The Select Committee on Education, Sciences and Creative Industries discussed the law yesterday. The Act will lead to several changes to school admissions and language policies and includes making Grade R compulsory. The committee's chairperson, Maki Feni, shares his thoughts.
But we discovered that there are those who are across the fence who are consistently against the progress and development, whether we talk about law, bringing people together to be one community. So Bella Act is part of those piece of law that begins to respond to that so that our kids can be able to be under one roof.
Feni says they're monitoring the process.
The committee is paying attention to the full implementation of compulsory grade R, especially with regard to schools having capacity to accommodate the learners, as well as appointing more qualified educators for early childhood development.
On the weather front back home, Durban 22, Pietermaritzburg 20 and Richards Bay 23. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.